Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Well, hello and welcome to, or welcome back to Spark Radio. I am your host, Ms. Melanie, and as always, it is a pleasure to spend some time with you to explore those strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge to create the life you desire and deserve. I will tell you that right now I am about 6 minutes away from my computer. It is a snowy winter in the Midwest United States, and as a result, it took longer to travel home from one job to another to get to my computer, so we'll be starting via my Bluetooth tonight. I'm excited about talking with you and sharing a myriad of resources to reflect on your life in the year past, 2009, and to project, to create the life of your dreams, to make 2010 or 2010, whichever way you choose to pronounce that, your year. And I'm hoping that my voice makes it through our hour together tonight. It's that time of year with dry air, and so we'll go as long as my voice stays with us. Last week was my brief holiday message to you, and I hope that you enjoyed or are enjoying your holiday celebrations, making wonderful memories with family, reconnecting with family and friends. Is that a priority in your life? So as we reflect back on 2009, take a look at your accomplishments, because too often in the busyness, and I spell that B-U-S-Y-N-E-S-S, in the busyness of day-to-day life, we forget to celebrate. We forget about our successes every single day, because every single day something positive happens. And for some people who struggle to find that, it's, I woke up today. I'm alive today, which means I still have something to accomplish. I may not know what, but I have something to accomplish in my life, something that remains undone. And so if you've kept gratitude journals throughout the year, it's a good time to go back and read through your journals. If you have day planners or schedules or use Outlook, whatever product you use to record your appointments, your events, do you also in that same calendar record highlights of the day? If you have a smile file, which is one of the tools that I use, that I keep emails, I print out emails, and I have cards from people, thank yous for help on, or I appreciate your coaching around this, it's been extremely helpful. I'm succeeding at work thanks to using these strategies that you shared with me. So it's an opportunity to go back and to remember, you know what, we did have successes. And in your personal life, did you have milestones? Maybe it's a milestone birthday. I'm excited to be alive today to celebrate my birthday. I'm 49. I have some new goals and milestones that I have written to achieve before my 50th birthday. And someone said to me today, so, are you about at the halfway point? And I said, oh, no. I don't plan to be at the halfway point until at least 60. And so, you know, it's a, birthdays are another time, good time to reflect back on birthdays past, on the year past, and to project to the year ahead. There are many times that are good for that process of reflect and project. And I believe Kevin Eikenberry used that combination of terms in a blog or in I do believe it was a blog or an article at the end of 2008, early 2009. We're talking about Kevin and some resources later. If Kevin wrote the book Remarkable Leadership, and if you'd like to hear Kevin, he was on the show with me, I believe, in August of this year. So if you just scroll back into the archives of Sparks, Sparks of Leading from Where You Are with Kevin Eikenberry, the name of the segment. So you can check out more with Kevin and leadership. But the idea of taking time out, slowing down from that busyness of every day to look back, to reflect. Some people do it once a week in the Stephen Covey series where it's using the Covey system of time and life management. They're looking at your goals, your roles, and, you know, your weekly prioritizing. And I appreciate resources that have inspiring quotes and positive reminders for strategies around time and life management. I created a combination that I use with several different modes of information recording because that's what works best for me. I'm a big picture processor. We're going to talk a little bit tonight about your style because for some people, the idea of goal setting is like putting me in a straitjacket. The idea of strategic planning, whether for your personal life or your business, or your professional life, it's the same thing. It just feels very constraining. And part of it has to do with your natural style, your thinking, processing, personality, communication styles. And one of the resources I will add to the show notes is Dr. Lisa Van Allen, the business doctor. She has a show on Wednesday morning, which is Biz Success RX. And it's a 15-minute piece. And right now she is sharing 7 tools for strategic planning. This week was tool number 2. She started with figuring out your style and choosing an approach that works for you. Because rather than saying, oh, it doesn't work for me to write goals or to create goals, well, the reality is that you have success when you have a destination, a direction that you're going. And without that, it's sort of wandering aimlessly. Now I enjoy being spontaneous, although if I was going to plan a trip, I'd want to know I had a hotel room or an airline ticket if I needed to fly somewhere. So there is some advantage to that planning process. And when you know your destination, when you know where you want to be at the end of it all, that helps you figure out how best to get there. And so you do need to have some idea of where it is you're going in order to make that plan. So think about, did you have some milestone accomplishments that you wanted to achieve in 2009? And did you achieve those? And I hope you celebrated if you did. And maybe in 2009 you had some surprise challenges that made a difference for you. And so maybe you adjusted that direction. And maybe you had adjusted your steps along the way. A number of people were surprised this year with layoffs, job losses, downsizing, restructuring. New jobs, new businesses, new family members, new relationships. So all of those things will impact your destination, your direction. So did you set goals? Did you have a plan for 2009? And take some time to write down, hey, I've succeeded. I'm proud of these accomplishments. These milestones are important. And then what about the challenges, the obstacles that got in your way or that slowed you down or maybe stopped you altogether? My quote for the day yesterday was by Zig Ziglar. It said, make failure your teacher, not your undertaker. Too often we let failure kill dreams rather than to teach us lessons so we can better pursue our dreams, more effectively pursue dreams, or maybe to adjust dreams. Maybe we were not on the right path
It's like the saying about if you're climbing the ladder of success only to find it's leaning against the wrong wall. So that's part of what we'll talk about tonight, too, is are you truly going in the direction of your dream? Are you approaching living your passions, doing what you love? Or are you stuck in the busyness of things? I was talking to a colleague today, a passion test client of mine, and she was downsized from her job and is doing a job now, and she can do the numbers part and the data part. What she loves is the people, and she loves training and development. So for her, we talked about looking at 2010 and looking at some ways that she can get back into training and development, back into doing what brings her the most joy. And until then, she's found a way to find joy and passion in what she's doing right now. And so, too, can you, and there are people who have a vocation and then they have an avocation. They are maybe doing one thing to earn money while they are spending their free time doing the other parts that they love. And so it's nice when it all seems to feel right, when we are strategic in having a sense of balance in our lives. Now, some people have a combination where their work and play are one, where they enjoy their work so much. It's like play. You're jumping out of bed. You're excited in the mornings because you have a day of doing what you love ahead of you. And that's exciting. Much easier than dragging yourself. And your passions will pull you. And so that's part of, as you're looking ahead in 2010, we talked about dealing with limiting beliefs in the description in the show notes. And we also talked about getting clear and gaining clarity around that direction, around our passions. Don't know if you have jingle bells in your house. We have jingle bells on our door. Nobody be sneaking in and out of our house. So are you clear about what brings you joy, about what you love? Or maybe that's a good step to start with, to get clear about what's most important that brings you joy in your life. And so, as we head down to my computer, we have to come back and grab some water. But let's talk about one of the obstacles that often gets in our way, and that's our own limiting beliefs, our own limitations that we create in our lives. And one of the ways to deal with that is to deal with the stories that we tell ourselves. And a great resource for that is Byron Katie's website called The Work. TheWork.com. And what Katie helps people to do, and the people that she trained help others to do, is to get a sense of the drama that we create in our imagination, the stories that we tell ourselves, like they're fact. And the reality is, they're not. And Katie says, you know, there's God's business and there's our business. And if we're focusing on other people, we're really into God's business. And then nobody's taking care of our business. And those of you who are regular listeners know, and have heard me talk before, that we can only control ourselves. So when we, the woulda, coulda, shouldas, and oh, if only other people were this or that, isn't effective in terms of helping us to truly live the lives that we desire and deserve. So if you have resources to share tonight, by the way, or experiences or stories around reflecting and projecting, you're welcome to type them into the chat room or to give me a call at 347-215-8390. So a good website to take a look at if you're trying to deal with your limiting beliefs and to release some of the things that you believe are true that really may not be true, and begin to look at another way to perceive your life, to relate to people that's mutually beneficial, is to visit thework.com. And Katie said, you can argue with reality and you will only lose 100% of the time because it is what it is. And it's not going to be different, much as we may wish it to be or wish other people to be. So it's a great way to start. And again, if you go out to the website, you can see people going through the process called the work. You are able to, there's a number to call if you'd like someone to go through the work with you on a particular belief about someone or a particular situation. It's very, very helpful at getting clear around those limiting beliefs for yourself or about how you believe other people should be, whether that's a boss, a spouse, your kids. It's a great way to start. And then as you're looking ahead to 2010, what is it, as I started to talk about, that you're passionate about that pulls you to things, to gain clarity? And the passion test is a great tool. In the Archives of Spark, you'll find several shows talking about the passion test, interviews with people who've taken the test and how it's made a positive impact in their lives. And the passion test is a tool, a decision-making tool. You make a list of 10 to 20 things that are important to you, and then it's a process of prioritizing because we can have everything, just not necessarily all at once. And it's the difference between having a spotlight and running in a lot of different directions, very broad, very general, to focusing a laser beam and the intensity of a laser beam. And if we can prioritize our top five passions, those things that bring us the most joy, and then there are additional strategies around how to have more of those passions in our lives, it's a great place to start when you're projecting to create the life you desire. You can learn more about the passion test at brainbonanza.com. Click on the passion test link. Or as it says in the show notes, too, that I'm currently offering my wonderful listeners here at Spark not only the freebies under the freebies button at brainbonanza.com, which includes attitudes about being positive at work, positivity in the workplace, but also a 15% discount on items in our online store. And that includes the one-on-one passion test coaching series, which is about 3 hours of individualized coaching, taking the passion test, learning how to develop markers and implement other strategies in Chris Atwood and Janet Bray Atwood's book, The Passion Test. As a certified passion test facilitator, it was my passion to help other people have that joyful life, to share their passions and their gifts with the world. And your clues to your passions are things like, what do you love to do? If money were no object and you had all the money you needed, what would you do every day to bring you joy and to serve the world? And what's easy for you? Those are two clues to some things that may be your passion. And if you are reading about people who are successful, businesses who are successful, they talk about passions and the importance of having passion. People who are passionate about success in their jobs, passionate about what they do, finding a link between a passion and what they do. And sometimes it takes a stretch, and having a coach is helpful to see a connection where it may not be so obvious. So the passion test is another resource to gain some clarity around what's really important to you. Now, there are people who have said, well, you know, I really have to have my insurance and my benefits, and so I really need to keep this job, even though I'd really like to start my own business. Well, the question is then, can you take steps towards starting your business right now? And for most people, that's probably a yes, in one way, shape, or form. whether it's taking a class, whether it's writing articles for e-zines online. I'm going to reference a couple articles tonight that I found in doing some research online. And that's a great place to start, is making those connections and networking with people, either online or in community organizations. So there's always an action somewhere. Now, if it's a challenge to think of that action, it helps to have an accountability partner or coach who can help you discover what might be some actions you could take. And then to give you some accountability that you'll do it by when. Because it's been said that a goal is a dream with a deadline, and a dream unwritten is simply a wish. There's a couple of different people's quotes I just put together. But it's a great way then to, once you get clear about what's most important to you and what will pull you, then it's time to figure out, where do I go from here? Now, and I mentioned earlier, Dr. Lisa's blog talk radio show is Success RX, and she's on 7 steps for strategic planning for life and business. It's another great tool. And tonight I'm sharing a lot of tools with you, and you know, check them out. Pick what works for you, what resonates with you, what seems to match your style and your approach. So where are you with languaging? Before we go any further with goals and goal setting, I want to spend a little bit of time talking about how you talk to yourself, how you think in your life, and the power of positive language. Yvonne Oswald in Every Word Has Power. I've talked about her book in a number of segments, as well as a certified brain-based trainer. I talk about the reticular activating system of the brain. It's like radar, and you will notice and perceive and be aware of things in your environment that match your thinking. And so if you're thinking failure, you're thinking poor me, you're thinking victim, you're going to notice things that reinforce that. If you're thinking opportunity, you're thinking abundance, you're thinking success, you will notice things in your environment to reinforce that. And a real quick note about, do not think of pink elephants. Do not see in your imagination pink ears, a pink tail, or big pink feet. And for most of us, we immediately see or think about a pink elephant. Why? Because our brain is unable to visualize negations or not. How do you see yourself not sitting? For most of us, we see ourselves sitting and then we stand up, lie on the floor, something. Well, the brain jumps the word not. So today, as I was, my voice was coming in and out, someone said to me, oh no, you got it, you're sick. And I said, oh, I am not 100% healthy at the moment. And I have time only for health. So my brain skipped over the word not to, I am 100% healthy at the moment. So now I'm on a mission to figure out, my body and my brain are going, okay, 100% healthy, what can make 100% healthy? You know, the choices, the opportunities of drinking water, having fruit, whatever messages going out into my body of health and wellness. And the same is true when you're thinking about goal setting and accomplishments and success, that we, you know, there's a story that says, oh, it was Girl Scouts, that said, oh, you don't want to buy any cookies, do you? And the person said, no, guess not. So if there's something you want to stop doing in 2010, think about how you could spin that into something you can visualize. For example, if you want to stop snacking after 9 o'clock at night, I don't want to eat after 9 o'clock. Well, what do you want to do? I want to eat the healthy food in my life before 9 p.m. at night. That's a very clear positive message to the brain. And so if you find yourself looking at stops and nots and don'ts, challenge yourself to change your language to, okay, if I don't want that, what do I want? And sometimes trying to discover your passions, it's the same thing. I know I don't want that. I know I don't want financial stress. What do I want? I want financial freedom. So sometimes it will help to have someone else who maybe can give you some different languaging, some different perspective. And that's what a coach does. And what someone said to me on the phone last week, they said, Melanie, you're the master of relanguaging and reframing. And I took that as a wonderful compliment because I've been practicing for many years to reframe, to relanguage. And so I can help others to do that. So I was very honored when she used that language to describe me. And it is one of the pieces that I use when I talk about mind magic. It seems like magic, something so easy or so subtle as changing language has such a powerful difference. So as you're looking ahead in 2010, think about how you're languaging what you want in your life. What are you doing to keep a positive perspective? I love greatday.com. Very fast read. Ralph Marston posts Monday through Saturday. Today's post was on thinking backwards of starting at the end, the destination. Once you know where you want to go, then you can back up. Think backwards, it was called. So if you go to greatday.com, take a look at think backwards and realize that, sure, you figure out where to start if you know where you want to go. And sometimes, and actually it's easier if you know where you want to end up, to figure out what do I need to do to get there and just build it backwards. So another source for positivity for me is John Gordon. It's J-O-A-N, Gordon.com. He's written wonderful books, The Energy Bus, Training Camp. His new one is The Shark and the Goldfish. He also has podcasts. If you go to johngordon.com, he has a Positive Moment, which are very short, 1 to 3 minute podcasts. There's one called Fear of Faith. He has a blog entry on the 28th, same concept, Fear of Faith. He languaged it, No Fear in the New Year. I like it, Faith Forward. I'm going to move faith forward. I'll move forward in faith. Just a more positive image. So relanguage it so it works for you. That's the important part. There's one of the positive moments on John's podcast is telescope and microscope. And to summarize that, he talks about John Wooden, the coach, who had seemed to have a telescope in one hand where he could see the big picture vision. He visualized this team that played at its best, played to perfection. On the other hand, he had a microscope. He could zoom focus on actions that were needed to be successful, to achieve that big vision. Where did they need to improve defense and offense and communication? So as you're reflecting and projecting, try to do it with both a telescope and a microscope. Big picture and specific details. It's an amazing balance. And I listed in the show notes the freebies that are available at all these websites to support you. So there's no cost involved to be able to go out and read these. And a Positive Business Manifesto, I believe it's Positive Business Manifesto, yes, it's John Gordon's resource, which is great. Find a way to keep your positive perspective in the midst of the challenges to that. Now, do you set goals? Do you not set goals? Kevin Eikenberry, as I said, wrote Remarkable Leadership. His website right now, he has 20 free short videos to help you discover how you can make your next 12 months your best 12 months. And goal setting is a key part of that. He's also got several articles that are online at ezinearticles.com. One of which is 7 Reasons Why Goals Matter. And real quickly, and I would refer you to the article, but 7 Reasons Goal Setting Matters from this article include 1, goals create accomplishments instead of activities. How do you know when you're done or are you just doing? Goals give direction, as we mentioned. 3, goals capitalize on the brain's amazing powers. Our brains want closure. They want solutions. So you're setting yourself up for success with your brain when you have goals. Goals make life easier. They help you work smarter. 5, goals help us go faster. 6, goals create satisfaction. And 7, goals create confidence. Then there are 7 reasons that people don't set goals. And just in case you're one of them, again, the article is at easyandarticles.com. But here's the key. Here are the reasons people say they don't set goals. They don't know how. They're searching for the perfect way to do it. They're afraid to set goals. They're afraid to succeed. They're afraid they won't succeed. They don't want the goal too high, or they don't want the goal too low. And Kevin looks at these more as excuses, not reasons. You could just read them with the whining in your voice, which is, Spent a lot of time working with young people about whining and helping them hear when they're whining. And is there one of these that's a personal excuse or reason that you use? You don't know how. Great resources. And all the websites I'm sharing with you tonight, particularly Gary Ryan Blair, Everything Counts. And he has a book at simpletruths.com, 10 Rules to Achieving Success. The book's called Goals, and it's 10 Rules to Achieving Success. It's called The Goals Guy, Gary Ryan Blair. So there, and I provided that for you, as well as these articles by Kevin Eikenberry, and I'll be sharing some additional resources with you. So there are many tools out there to help you set goals. Pick one. Give it a try. To find a resource and get started. Excuse 2, I want to set them the right way. There is no right best way. Pick an approach and do it. 3, I'm afraid. Well, the best thing to conquer fear is do the thing you fear. Start with a small goal. Start with a short-term goal, but do it. Just start with a goal. 4, I'm afraid I'll succeed. Most people don't say this out loud or don't think it, but really, it's a paradoxical way that some people are afraid of the change that comes with that achievement, or they don't feel they're worthy of it, and that goes back to the beliefs, the limiting beliefs. So start with a small goal to build your confidence. 5, I'm afraid I'll fail. Failure's not usually fatal. Failure's a great teacher, as I shared earlier in Zig Ziglar's quote. John Maxwell has a great book called Failing Forward, and that's a course I'll be offering in 2010 to help people move through failure. Failure is just a chance to begin again more intelligently, Henry Ford said. 6, if I set the goal too high, I might not reach it. But you know what? If you set a big goal, you're going to be a whole lot further along. It's not about reaching a goal. It's about making progress. 7, if I set it too low, it might not be worth the effort. You set a goal and reach it, great, set a new one. So set one, start with just one if you haven't done it before. But yeah, get clear on your passions, deal with your limiting beliefs. Decide and do it. Another article by Kevin Eikenberry, 7 Steps to Getting Started with Goal Setting, also at easyandarticles.com. And he says this article will help you get off your butts, B-U-T-S, and get started. Decide and do it. Make a list of all the things that your heart desires. Write them down. Pick from passion. Here's the passion again. Read the list. What jumps off your page, stirs your soul. Pick a process, a way that you want to deal with goal setting. Release the idea of being perfect. Build an action plan, because you got to do something. Take a step. And that's the last one. Take a first step. 1 urges you to decide and do. And then, yes, take action. Some great tips from Kevin Eikenberry. And again, he's got those 20 short videos available at kevineikenberry.com. Encourage you to check those out. Let's take a look at the goals guy, Gary, Ryan, Blair. Oh, my gosh, we've only got 10 minutes left. So if you go to Everything Counts, he's got a free audio download. Do it right the first time. He also right now has, if you go to everything.counts/20, 12/25/09. And I bet you could do a search at his website as well. This came in his e-newsletter, the link for these. These are 20 important questions he suggests that you do to make 2010 your best year ever. Think about the questions, write the answers, and go to work. The questions include things like, and again, to reflect and project, what problem or seemingly overwhelming challenge did you conquer in the past year, and what is your greatest challenge or unsolved problem that exists in your life right now? And that's number one. Two, in what area of your personal or professional life would you consider yourself most improved, and what area will you focus on in the year ahead? Number three, what are you going to do to improve your industry and product knowledge in the new year? And we'll jump to number seven, what will you do to improve your physical health this year? Number 13, in which areas will you improve your personal, family, or spiritual life? And then as he moves through, where are you going to write all this down so you can review it and revise it regularly? And that's key. Out of sight, out of mind for many of us. 18, what will it look like when you accomplish everything you've just written down? How will it feel? How good will it feel? How will it sound? And then finally, why couldn't you do it? So some good questions and guides from Gary Ryan Blair at Everything Counts. There's another resource at brainbonanza.com on the right side called ThinkTQ. And ThinkTQ is a wonderful program about how you use time. They did a lot of culling of resources to come up with the best. What they found were patterns, 10 areas for success. And so it's areas like organization, synergy, attitude, and to be able to assess where you are on that spectrum. What are your strongest areas? What are your weakest areas? And so hop on over, and there's a daily posting, a reminder. I have on my computer my screensavers from ThinkTQ, and it includes my personal goals that pop up in there as well in those areas. So what is it? What areas do you want to focus on in the year ahead to be successful, to be your best? ThinkTQ, the home of intentional excellence. You can, it's a personalized TQ test resulting in a personalized book based on your strengths. They also have a download center, so you've got calendars, bookmarks. It's a great resource. And again, this is one that I use, which is why it's on my website, and I'm an affiliate with them. So I encourage you to go out and take a look at their approach to succeeding on purpose. That's another piece that they have. To learn about the areas of energy, mission, attitude, setting goals, making plans, prioritizing, synergizing, organizing, optimizing, and acting now. All of those combine to make up your ThinkTQ formula, your time spectrum. Because everything that we do, the combination of how you use your time, the time quotient. And it's a great system. So, Let's also then take a look at, that's at brainbonanza.com on the right-hand side of the homepage, if you scroll down. And we also wanted to talk about, I mentioned Dr. Lisa's strategic planning, looking at your style and an approach that works for you. She's a business doctor with prescriptions for your success. And I do enjoy her show. And you can also find a link to Ralph Marston's Great Day. His thought for the day is also on our homepage under More Cool Stuff. So I encourage you to check out those freebies and those resources to be positive, to deal with your limiting beliefs. We have 4 minutes remaining. This is a topic that we'll be revisiting through the year with the guests that we have, the resources that they're sharing, all geared toward you being successful. I know Dr. Lisa will be back with us sometime in 2010. She's working on a book, as well as her work with strategic life planning based on your style, so that everybody can find a way that works for them, a resource that works for them. Also, before we go, and I'll add this to the show notes, if you go to Big Success, that's spelled with two G's, B-I-G-G, success.com, they define big success as living life on your own terms. They offer a free goal planning workbook and a weekly newsletter as well. And I've also used that workbook, and they have great resources and ideas too in their blog. So many, many resources and tools for you to use. The question is, what will you do between now and next week when you come back and check out our guest on Spark? And also in the show notes, talking about stories of manifesting, of great things coming into your life, or if you feel like it just doesn't work for me. The Good Vibe Coach, Jeanette Ma, through December 31st at midnight, is giving away her ebook, Adventures in Manifesting. And the coupon is there in the show notes, so that you can get a copy of that as well. So lots of great resources this week to help you reflect. Take some time to celebrate what went well in 2009. Is your family still together? Did you have births into the family? Did you have people transition from this life to the next? Did you have a new job, a new opportunity? And sometimes, and that layoff is, I helped a client reframe. She said, I'm tired of telling people I was fired or I was laid off from my job. So I offered her several opportunities of relanguaging, and she chose that I was released from my last job, so I'm now available for my next best job. Learning how to have a positive, anticipating perspective, because you know that it's all good, that you're in the right place at the right time all the time, that the right people will cross your path once you make the commitment. You know, the mother duck doesn't wait for the babies to line up before she starts walking. The mother duck starts walking and the babies fall in line. Well, that happens for us too, that when you move forward, faith forward, move forward in faith, take a leap of faith. It's not called a leap of fear. As I read today on John Gordon's blog, it's called a leap of faith. Then things will happen. People will show up. Maybe it won't look exactly like we thought. Maybe it'll be just a smidge different. Maybe it's a completely different direction. But we're in the right place, the right time. It just seems like a coincidence, a serendipitous event. Truly, it may be much, much more. If you find resources here that I've listed, you go out and they work for you, please send me an email, brainbonanza@gmail.com, to let me know what's worked for you. If you have a resource that you discovered and you want to share in a future show, send an email to brainbonanza@gmail.com and make sure you include the word spark in the subject line. And in our last few seconds, I will say, here's to the best year of your life yet. May you enjoy great success, both as you've reflected on 2009 and as you look ahead to 2010. I look forward to being with you on your journey. Thank you. And make it a great week filled with action.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Miss Melanie. Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.